With the royal marriage behind them, the British are preparing for parliamentary elections on May 5th. The results will determine whether or not Prime Minister Tony Blair's Labour Party remains in power. Polls show that after losing popularity because of his support for the war in Iraq, Blair has now regained a clear lead. Political science professor John Curtis joins me on the phone from his home in Glasgow to talk about the issues and candidates. Welcome.
Hi.
So why the turnaround for Blair?
Well, it looks as though people's evaluation of the government's domestic record, their perceptions of the economy, and perhaps most importantly, the degree to which the government was felt to be delivering on its promises that it was going to improve the public services that are run by the state here, particularly health and education. The government was finally beginning to be thought at least to be delivering on that.
What about Conservative Party leader Michael Howard, his main challenger there? What is he doing to try and get support?
Well, the most distinctive and controversial characteristic of the Conservative campaign has been an emphasis on the question of asylum seekers and immigration. Immigration to the United Kingdom has increased quite considerably under the current government, and this has been an issue upon which the Tory leader has seized. He has said we should set a limit on the number of people who come into the country, and it's one issue on which the Conservatives appear to have struck a popular tune that goes beyond the support for the party itself.
I understand the Conservative Party also has made an issue that it wants to cut taxes, and amazingly for an American audience, that's not going over so well with the British public.
There is certainly widespread skepticism about how well people's tax pounds get spent. Ask people whether, you know, which is more important to you, to have better health service, better education versus having tax cuts. The priority still does seem to be to have better service.
What about Prime Minister Blair's very popular chancellor, Gordon Brown? Months back, many people thought that he was going to challenge Blair for the Labour Party leadership. Now that he has not, do you think he's actually helping Blair?
One of the most striking things about this election is the degree to which the Labour campaign has relied and given prominence to Gordon Brown, the Chancellor. One of the things that Iraq still has done to Mr. Blair, and he still has a problem with, is he isn't trusted very widely, and his popularity is now far lower than it was 4 or 8 years ago. In contrast, Mr. Brown, who was not closely linked to the Iraq war and who has presided over 8 years of continuous economic growth, he is popular, he is regarded as having an effective record, and it's now, I think, pretty clear that Mr. Brown is Mr. Blair's obvious successor.
John Curtis is a political science professor at Strathclyde University in Glasgow. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.